This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. West Texas has a rich history in paleontology. Scientists have made finds here that have illumined the story of life on Earth. Now, an important new find has dropped. In remote Spirit Eye Cave near Pinto Canyon in Presidio County, researchers found something rare, the preserved dung of an extinct ground sloth. It's nothing to poo-poo. In the right hands, ancient dung is powerful stuff. The scientists published their findings in fall 2021, and they brought to life a vanished world. From Marfa Public Radio with the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
For somebody who wants to reconstruct diet and environment, getting animals that eat different plants, well, you take a look at all of them, and then you get a great story that's kind of funny. Because it's all poop.
Jim Mead is a paleontologist and chief scientist at the Mammoth Site in Hot Springs, South Dakota. He discovered his passion, the study of Ice Age dung, in 1969 on a scientific journey through the Grand Canyon. He's now the country's go-to expert for Pleistocene dung.
As people work in various caves and they find dung, I guess it's good that they think of me. I don't know.
Once targeted by collectors and looters, Spirit Eye Cave is now owned by businessman Jeff Fort, who supports research there. In 2019, archaeologist Brian Schroeder, director of Alpine Center for Big Bend Studies, was excavating the cave's recesses when he encountered some unusual organic material. Another archaeologist, interested only in the human past, might have dismissed it, but Schroeder knew better, Mead says.
Thank fortune, Brian Schroeder, he had the knowledge of saying, well, even though it's not an artifact, it may be saying something. And of course, it does.
Mead and Schroeder ultimately found two dung deposits, one dated to almost 13,000 years old, the other to more than 30,000 years old. Both belong to a now vanished creature called a Shasta ground sloth. Four ground sloths roamed North America in the late Ice Age. Two species graze the plains and grasslands, while the other two, including the Shasta sloth, browse the hills and mountains. The Shasta sloth was the smallest, but still weighed in at 1,000 pounds, and while it was slow-moving, it had powerful claws. An adult Shasta sloth probably wasn't easy pickings, even for such fierce predators of ancient West Texas as the short-faced bear or direwolf. For sloths, it seems, the cave was a destination for morning ablutions. But the dung's preservation was thanks to another creature, the pack rat. Pack rats build their middens, or homes, using other creatures' dung to conceal their own scent and confuse predators. One sloth dung sample was found in a pack rat midden. The find made Spirit Eye one of only 12 known Shasta dung sites, and it was the first proof these sloths lived in the area. But Mead knew the dung had other stories to tell.
What I tell people is that number two is often number one with me, because the preservation in fossilized dung from microfossils is usually really, really good.
That's Chad Yost. He's an archaeobotanist specializing in the analysis of microscopic plant remains. Mead brought Yost onto the project, and in his lab, Yost analyzed dung samples, specifically to identify tiny fossilized plant remains called phytoliths. The findings shed light on the sloth's diet, and combined with Mead's analysis of larger plant remains in the dung and the pack rat midden, they reveal a Big Bend landscape different from the one we know today. Both dung samples included grasses and sedges, and the more recent one, the 12,900-year-old dung, included remains from hackberries and oaks and a little creosote. The sloth in question had also feasted on yucca leaves. Strikingly, the 30,000-year-old pack rat midden contained juniper twigs and seeds and pine needles. Pack rats don't venture far from home. While the area around Spirit Eye is rough desert today, the findings show that in the Ice Age it was a pinon juniper woodland, akin to the mid-elevations of the Chisos or Davis Mountains. The presence of yucca and creosote in the younger dung could mean conditions were drying by the late Ice Age. The work is just beginning. With Schroeder, Mead plans to return to Spirit Eye and to visit other Big Bend caves. Mead is particularly keen to hunt the dung of the extinct shrub ox, a bovine with the look of a wildebeest. Scientific insight can come from unexpected places, and when it comes to understanding the Ice Age, one creature's dung is a scientist's treasure. Nature Notes is supported by the Shield Ayers Foundation. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening. Thank you.